Good evening. Let's all stand together. We'll sing hymn number 17. Number 17. Come, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily unconstrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Thank you. Be seated. Hymn number 64. Number 64. Not sure we sung this before. We sang it a long time ago, and I think I know the tune, and I'm sure you all will pick it up. The name of Jesus is so sweet, I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete. The precious name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever. That name I fondly love to hear, it never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name
of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever.
Acts chapter 15. I said I had a couple messages that I want to bring out of Acts before I'm completely done with it. But let me make a couple announcements. Lance Heller, missionary that we've been supporting for quite some time, him and his wife will be here Sunday, and Lance will be preaching both services. All of you know him and remember him. He's a missionary to New Guinea. And over there, they have to walk everywhere they go, miles and miles, up mountains, not mountains like here. But I'm looking forward to him being here, him and his wife, Robin. And then no Wednesday night next service. You know, you all will be cooking turkeys and hams, and I don't want to interfere with that. I don't want to interfere with anybody cooking something fit to eat. So, no Wednesday night service, so you all can get ready for Thanksgiving. Now, let me read the first 11 verses of chapter 15, and hopefully, by God's grace, bring a message from it. A certain man which came down from Judea, and certain men which came down from Judea, taught the brethren, and said, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved." When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and South Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, "Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they." Our Father, in the precious, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for allowing us this blessed privilege to gather with the people of God, to gather here opening your word and reading it, or just to read your word. Sometimes it speaks to us just reading it. Sometimes it opens our eyes and hearts and dispels the darkness that's in our mind and understanding. And Lord, I thank you for those who's come out, and I thank you for those that are listening and watching tonight. And I pray that you would bless them and bless these saints that's gathered out here tonight. Lord, that they would be edified, they'd be built up in the faith, be encouraged in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we look at these verses tonight, please give me wisdom. Oh, Lord, wisdom and understanding to deal with these verses as they are. And Lord, we pray especially now for our dear brother and sister, Bill and Fran. Oh, Lord, you know their need. You know their need. And Lord, we thank you for them. Oh, how we thank you. Bless them, honor them, use them, even in this hour, for Christ's sake. We bless your name for Christ. Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 45. Number 45. Ye servants of God, your Master proclaim, and publish abroad His wonderful name. The name all victorious of Jesus extol, His kingdom is glorious, He rules over all. God ruleth on high, almighty to save, and still He is nigh, His presence we have. The great congregation His triumph shall sing, ascribing salvation to Jesus our King. Salvation to God, who sits on the throne. Let all cry aloud and honor the Son. The praises of Jesus the angels proclaim. Fall down on their faces and worship the Lamb. Then let us adore and give Him His right. All glory and power and wisdom and might. All honor and blessing with angels above. And thanks never ceasing, and infinite love.
I want to talk about the Apostles' Creed tonight. You know, they have down through the centuries what they call the Apostles' Creed. You can read about it in books and catechisms and things like that. But I think these 11 verses tells us what the apostles believed, what their creed was. You know, somebody asked us what our creed was one time, and I said, Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, that's my creed. Everybody knows what that is, don't you? Isaiah 53. And if I had something that I had to fall back on to leave this world, that would be the place I'd go. But the Apostles' Creed, this is the first church. church council, I guess, that was ever held, or Bible conference, whatever you want to call it. But everybody that was anybody was at this particular council. And Paul was at Antioch. He had went on a preaching journey, him and Barnabas, and they came back to Antioch, which is not far from Jerusalem. And while they were up there, some men and brethren came up there and told them, he said, you know, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Paul said, now wait a minute, that can't be right. That can't be right. That's impossible. And I tell you, there were some here who didn't understand what Christ accomplished by His death and by His resurrection. But there were God's apostles and elders, people that God had taught the gospel very, very well. This gathering of these apostles and the others who doing what men have been doing since Cain and Abel. You know what that is? How is a sinner saved? That was the argument right here at the first council. How does God save a sinner? That was what the first issue was when the church gathered together at Jerusalem. They gathered together. How in the world can God save a rebel, a sinner? Well, in verse 1 it says, certain men taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manners of Moses, you cannot be saved. That's a pretty strong statement, ain't it? You got to do what I say, or you can't be saved. You're going to have to go under the law of Moses, or you can't be saved. And look down in verse 5. Now, they were at Jerusalem now, and this is the council that they're having. But there rose up a certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, that's one thing, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So here we have people that's telling people they got to be saved by works. But oh my, these apostles, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, true soldiers of the cross, James, true soldiers of the cross, refused to take the yoke of salvation. That's what Peter says down in verse 10, talking about the law and going back under the law and being circumcised and bringing Gentiles under that. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God? That's what he called it, a tempting God, to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. We couldn't bear it. So why do you want people that's not Jews by nature to do it? But oh my, they weren't going to take on the laws. They weren't going to come under the yoke of laws, or circumcisions, or works. And Peter told us exactly what the Apostles' Creed was. Look what it is in verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as God saves these Gentiles. We got to be saved where God saves them. Oh my. And what he's telling us emphatically, and he tells it emphatically, oh, salvation is by grace, and salvation and grace comes through one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't tell men any other way. He says our fathers weren't able to bear this yoke. And oh, listen, the apostles had a confession. They had a creed. And the creed was this, and that's the first thing we see. Verse 11, we believe. We believe. And what they're telling them is, this is not our opinion. This is not our feeling about it. It's not our thoughts about it. It's not us telling you can be saved your way, and we'll be saved our way, and it don't matter, just as long as you believe something and you trust Jesus, then we're all going to end up in the same place. No, that's not what they said. No. Oh, they said that salvation was through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that. That's what he stood up and told them. Oh, they said, no, you got to be circumcised, keep the law of Moses. No, we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. You know, and it's through grace. The law was given by Moses. But oh, what the next verse says. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When Christ came, He brought grace with Him. When Christ came, He brought truth with Him. And He brought the truth of everything in the Old Testament and everything from eternity. And these men didn't believe in having rituals. Oh, men say Peter, you know, the Catholics say Peter was the first pope. They teach that Simon Peter was the first pope. Wonder how he would think about that if he had been called the first pope. I don't believe he had agreed with that very at all. I don't think he had enjoyed that. Oh my, they didn't believe that you could eat bread and take wine and that would save you. They didn't believe that water baptism would save you. They didn't believe that having dietary laws could save you. They didn't believe in what you drunk or didn't drink could save you. They didn't believe circumcision could save you. They didn't believe all the washings that they had couldn't save you. They didn't believe any law in the Old Testament could save you. They didn't believe the ordinance could save you, or fleshly ordinances, or Sabbath days and holy days and new moons and old moons and feasts and all fastings and all those things. Peter said, we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we should be saved. Oh, man wants to be saved anyway besides Christ. And I tell you, when they said this, what they was doing is they were rejecting self-righteousness. You know those two fellows that says, you know, except you be circumcised, you cannot be saved. Well, you got to be circumcised to command you to keep the law of Moses. That's self-righteousness. And Peter says, we deny self-righteousness. You can't be saved by grace and believe in circumcision. And oh my, they didn't believe do the best you can. Worship God according to your conscience as long as you're sincere and according to your light. And you know there in verse 5, and this is the thing. People said, go according to the light you have. Well, these fellas, there rose up certain of the sect which believed. Now, what did they believe? If they believed you had to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses, they certainly didn't trust Christ. They certainly didn't believe in grace. They certainly didn't believe they were sinners. They certainly didn't believe they needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of folks in that condition. And oh my. And I listen. And I tell you, saved. We're saved. And Peter says we shall be saved according to the gift of grace, not of wages. Now you keep Acts 15. Look in Romans chapter 4. Look in Romans 4 for a moment. You know, men are saved by grace. And it's a gift. Faith is a gift. Grace is a gift. It's everything we've got's been given to us. We ain't earned nothing. But here's what God said about it. In Romans 4:4. Now to him that worketh, like those fellows said over there, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other thing. But to him that worketh is the reward or the payment not reckoned of grace. But God owes it to you. It's a debt. If you want to work, God will pay you. That's what he's saying. And these folks here are going to get a payday. And I tell you, Paul, perish the thought of human pride. Let God alone be magnified. And the third thing, not only they rejected self-righteousness, but they didn't believe in salvation by man's free will. Man's will was the horriblest thing that they could ever imagine. This idea of a man's free will and having a choice or having a chance was as foreign to these men as they are as foreign to us now. They preached grace, free, sovereign grace. Oh, look what he said here in verse 7. I love this right here. And when there had been much disputing, and that disputing means there's arguing. They was arguing. They was fussing. They was arguing. There's a whole group of men there. I mean, men from all over, you know, everybody's anybody. And they was arguing. Oh, no, you can't be saved unless you do this. You can't be saved unless you do that. Peter stood up. He stood up. When he stood up, I believe everybody shut up. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, You know how that God a good while ago made choice among us. God's the one who has to do it. And God made choice. That's the way salvation's always been. God makes the choice. Huh? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. That God made choice among us. And listen to this. That the Gentiles, that's when he went to Cornelius. That the Gentiles by my mouth, and this is what I love, listen to this. Should hear the word of the gospel. And that's how faith comes. That's how God regenerates people. That's how God saves people. By the word of the gospel and believing. Oh my. Oh, they preached God free sovereign grace. They didn't, you know, John said it like this. It's not by the will of man. It's not by the, not by blood or not by, by anything that a man, by generation, not anything that a man does, but man is born of God. Not of blood, not of righteousness, not of free will, not of anything, but born of God. A man has to be born of God. Not by will of man. You know, John said it like this. Or James did, excuse me. He said, by his own will, God made choice. By his own will. He begat us. He did it. Everywhere you find he begat us. By what? The word. What word? The word of truth. Huh? And he begot us again. He used the gospel. And that's what Peter said. I preached the gospel and they believed it. They believed it. And you know why they believed it? Because God had those fellows ready to believe when they got down there. And he sent a preacher. And God's the one that made the choice where the preacher went and what the preacher preached and who he preached to. And he's always done that. He's always done that. He always chooses who to preach to and who's going to hear it and why they're going to hear it and who's going to be saved by it. God's always made the choice. Huh? I love that. I just absolutely love that. I love it. Oh, my. To as many as were ordained, what'd they do? They believed. And oh, look at this. You know, when we look at what the apostles believed, look closely and it reveals so many blessed truths. When it says, we shall be saved. We shall be saved. We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. When he says, we shall be saved, that tells us that we need a saving. The only people that saved is sinners. You know, this tells us that there's three R's. Everybody knows what the three R's. You know why we need to be saved and shall be saved? Is because, first of all, everybody knows the three R's. Ruin. If man's not, if he just got trouble with his eyes, give him glasses. But if he's blind, glasses won't do him any good. If a man's deaf, you know, if he's not real deaf, just give him some hearing aids, he can hear a little bit. But if he can't hear God's voice, I mean, dead. He's ruined. When Adam, I seen up there the other day, said something about an apple. I don't know what kind of fruit was on that tree, but I know it's one thing that was, well, God called it the tree of good and evil. And then when you eat it, you lose all sense of good, and all you learn from that is evil. They lost everything that was good and learned everything that was evil in that thing. And when he lost that good and we lost that good, only thing we ever learned how to do was evil and we was ruined. I mean, how ruined are you? You're so ruined that you can't do anything about it. Ruined by sin. Ruined by the law. Ruined by our nature. Ruined by our heart. Ruined by our mind. Ruined in everything we've got. And then there was this blessed name. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to redeem. Redemption comes before anything else comes. We were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is what washes us for our sins. Being redeemed by Him. That means He paid the price for our sin, paid the price to justice, paid the price to law, paid the price to put away our sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And oh, then the next R is this, regeneration. If you're ruined, Christ, and listen, you know the only people ever know anything about being ruined? Was people that God made a choice. You wouldn't know you as a sinner if God didn't make you know it. And that's why, you know, God has to do everything for us. We don't know we're lost until He tells us. We don't know we're dead till He gives us life. We don't know we're blind till He lets us see. then He comes and He regenerates us. He gives us life. He quickens us from our sins. Oh my. So I tell you, that's the first thing. We shall be saved. Why do we need to be saved? Because of what we are. What we've done. And then, oh my, the blessed truth of grace. He said, we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We sang that old hymn, Grace, 'tis a charming sound. And oh my, you know what grace suits? It suits people like you and me, don't it? Grace suits the sinner like nothing else in this world does. This is what he needs. He don't need a shove in the right direction. He don't need to be told how to live. He don't need to be told to straighten up and fly right. He don't need to be told to start attending church and that's all he needs to do. No, this suits the sinner. This is what the sinner needs. Grace. Grace. And when you come across grace, it's always joined to the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my. That's why I said grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the world ever began. Huh? Oh, that's why I said grace, peace, and mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, brethren, you see the poverty, the poorness, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though He was rich, He became poor, that we might be made rich. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory. Thy name give glory, not unto us. Here's another thing that these men believed. When they said, we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed in the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be saved. The only one way, through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they had to look to Christ and what He accomplished. And what He accomplished by His death on that cross. Peter, you're talking about somebody that experienced grace. Simon Peter, our Lord asked him one day, He said, who do men say that I the Son of Man am? They said, well, some say you're Jeremiah. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because you're a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And others said, well, he's Elijah because had all this power. But you're one of the prophets. But he said, to who you to say I am? Peter says, thou art the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. That's who you are. And he said, oh, God's blessed you to know that, Simon. Flesh and blood didn't do that. And then the next time you find him, in the same chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ says, the Son of Man must go up to Jerusalem and be delivered into the hands of sinners and be delivered into the hands of men and die. And Peter just got him and said, no, 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 Lord, be it far from you. You can't have that. Our Lord said, get behind me, Satan. Now, how would you like one minute he's praising you and blessing you because you believe God, and the next one he's telling you, Satan, get behind me. And then Simon Peter, they got down to a time to go to the cross. And old Simon said, Lord, everybody else will deny you, but I won't. Not only I won't deny you, but I'll die with you. Our Lord said, Simon, Simon, Simon. He went back and stood by. It was a cold, cold night. It was a cold night. That's why I believe it was in October when our Lord was crucified. Cold night. They had a fire to keep everybody warm. And Simon Peter was by that fire. He denied the Lord three times. After he said, I'll never deny you. Three times. Oh, my. And then after that, he went back fishing. Well, I got to go back and make a living. I got to make a living. And about that time, the Lord said, children! Children, you got anything to eat? No. Caught anything? No. And they looked up there, and there's a fire. And there's fish on that fire. And boy, they said, that's the Lord. And they run to Him just as hard as they could go. Now that's grace. That here these men denied Him. They all fled from Him. They went back fishing. And He said, come over here, children. Come and dine. I got a fire here and I got you something to eat. He denied Him. You know what He does? He feeds us. He feeds us. Oh, Peter tasted grace. Oh, my. Paul said, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. And what did He do? Called him by His grace. And then they believed in the final perseverance of the saints. There again in verse 11. We shall be saved. We shall be saved. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You think, He didn't put a question mark at the end of that. That's a statement that you could put exclamation parts behind. Put two of them. When I want to say something emphatic, sometimes I'll put 1, 2, 3 on what I'm trying to say. And then I'll, poof. But oh my, the final perseverance of the saints. For those of you that's ever read Pilgrim's Progress, there was a couple of people in Pilgrim's Progress. There was a woman named Miss Much Afraid. Oh, she was much afraid that she'd miss Christ. Oh, she went fearing all her life that I don't want to miss Christ. She was so afraid that she wasn't going to be saved. And she had such a terrible, terrible bout with doubts over and over. And then there was a man named Mr. Doubting. And Mr. Doubting walked with crutches. He walked with crutches. He's so weak in his faith that he had to walk with crutches. But you know what? When they got to the river to go to the other side, Mr. Doubty threw away his crutches. Mrs. Much Afraid, she looked there, and away they went. They went right across that river, went into Emmanuel's land. Oh, my. But anyway, this is what. Would you swap your faith for anybody else's in this world? If the Apostle Paul was preaching in this service tonight, or the Apostle Peter, I would not give my faith for their faith for nothing in this world. You know why? Because God gave it to me. It's mine. God gave it to me to believe His blessed Son. And I wouldn't give it up for nothing in this world. Would you? And that's why I said, we shall be saved. We don't have an uncertain salvation. Paul said, we are confident. We're confident of this very thing. What is it? That He, there we go with God again, which hath begun a good work in you. God does the work. He begins it. He shall perform it to the day of Christ. Oh, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And ain't nobody going to cluck them out of my Father's hands. We shall be saved. Oh, my. For whom He did foreknow. He did predestinate. He called. He justified. He glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, my. And oh, my. No, look at their religionists, their confession of faith. Look at their confession of faith there in verse 1 again. certain men which came down from Judea, now they're in Antioch, taught the brethren, taught men that was trusting Christ, and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Oh, and you know what they're saying? Unless you're like us, and live like us, and dress like us, and do what we do, it's impossible for you to be saved. Huh? Oh, my. And all the, you know, and then there in verse 5, but they rose up, publicans, you know, they rose up and said, it's needful to circumcise, command them. They thought, taught something entirely different than what the public of the apostles taught. Our Lord says, the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Kingdom of God. And look what he says there in verse 11 again. Talking about the Gentiles. If everybody's saying, you fellas got to be saved like we're saved. But Simon Peter said it like this. We shall be saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, even as those Gentiles. If Peter is here, he said, I was saved the same way you was. And that's what he said. We, you think us Jews are something special? He said, God's got to save us like he saved every Gentile that's ever drew a breath. Because they felt like they were something special. Oh, my. And look what he says there in verse 5. Said it twice in verse 5. That needful circumcise them. Command them. You know, it's always them. Them is the problem. They just, what about us? They didn't say anything about what we are. You're the ones that need saving. That's what it said. Them. Oh, listen. We're all right. You're the ones to prove. That's what they were saying. And what about you? You'll have to be saved just as worse as the worst Gentile that's ever born, the worst man that's ever been born. You'll have to be saved like that. You know, the Lord Jesus saved a thief while he was on the cross. And here's the thing. All men, we shall all be saved even as they. All men came from one blood. God said, all nations come from one blood. We all descended from one man. One man. Adam. And oh my. If you've been a good son, if you've been a good husband, if you've been a good wife, if you've been a good father, if you've been a good worker, thank God for it. But don't trust anything you are, have said or done, or who you are, that for salvation, do not believe for one moment, however how good you are and anything that you do, that God will accept it. He won't do it. You can be the best father ever was, but that's not salvation. Don't trust it for your salvation or acceptance with God. Well, what's your confession of faith? What's your creed? Well, I'm going to tell you what mine is. I believe, that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I shall be saved. Oh, my. We shall be saved by grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How else can a sinner be saved? Except through the Lord Jesus Christ. How else? Oh, our badness, our goodness, our poorness, our ignorance makes no difference. We're saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. No idols. No halos. No nothing over Christ's head or the apostles' heads. They were men. Oh, here's a little thing in closing. Here's pardon for transgressions past. It matters not how black they're cast. And oh, my soul with wonder view, for sins to come, here's pardon too. Huh? That's the Apostles' Creed. You know, I believe what they believed. What did the apostles believe? What I believe. What they believe. We believe the same thing. I do. I believe in salvation's of grace. And they did. They did. Our Father, oh, bless your holy name. Thank you for allowing us to meet here tonight. Thank you for this precious word. We shall be saved. We shall be saved. We need saving, Lord. But Lord, we can only be saved the way you appointed, the way you provided, the way you taught us, the way you revealed it to us, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we shall be saved. Oh, Lord, what a day that'll be when we leave this world and go to the next. Be forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation. Thank you for this salvation of grace. Oh, Lord, we have nothing, but thank you for it. Bless your holy name for it. We bless you for Christ's sake. Amen. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen. See you Sunday, God willing. Looking forward to hearing Lance and preach. Oh, my goodness. Oh, work day Saturday. What time? How much? 8:30? 8:30.